You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Emily Adrosa with NCEA, and we've got Emily in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going this morning?
I'm going really well and stoked to be able to talk to you about your brand new debut solo record.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you feeling having it out in the world?
I don't know. I'm just very tired because I've been doing it PR stuff myself, and also training a band to play, and also having depression. So
just a few things on your plate then.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. It is pretty awesome though. You know, big fans of your music will have been absolutely waiting for this, and we get to celebrate in style by going to a gig tonight, which is a privilege in this strange world we live in at the moment.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, because if I'll do the background, but I just have come back from America. So if I had stayed there, yeah, I wouldn't get to do an album release,
yeah.
Which is, I think would have felt quite anticlimactic.
Yeah. We actually spoke to you when you were over in the States and I think released the very first single from
this. That's right, yeah, during the day. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And it was kind of, I think we were just coming out of lockdown. You guys were still in your sort of strange limbo land in LA. And it's just one of those years where everybody kind of is in the same boat, but also in such different scenarios. It must be a bit weird to be in New Zealand now and kind of, I guess, dealing with this new, more openness, more sort of music happening.
I'm sort of evening out a bit now that I've been back just over a month. or maybe actually, ooh, almost 2 months actually. Hey, time flies. But, yeah, like for the first month, it was just too weird to go from like just basically not leaving my house to then I sort of went full throttle, which I don't know was... I would advise other people who are moving back to not do this, like to not be like, wow, I can go to a bar.
Yeah.
Because it really is quite confronting having people stand really close to you after avoiding them and only being out wearing masks and all that for, what, 8 months, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. So it kind of, it was weird. But, I mean, obviously it's better.
Yeah.
But it's
a sensory overload.
Yeah, for sure.
Hard out. This is a very cool record. I wanted to play NCEA for a bunch of reasons, partly because I know it's actually NCEA season right now, so there will be people on their way to exams maybe listening, so shout outs to those people. There is kind of like a theme of looking back at sort of your like teenage years that comes through in this album quite a lot. What is it about that period that makes good writing for you?
She agreed in NCEA like that. I guess it's therapeutic. I really did not have a fun time when I was a teenager. I was bullied quite badly. I was, you know, maybe internally kind of dealing with my sexuality. I had really bad acne, had no mates, and I just spent the whole time in my room alone playing guitar. And then sort of like had like the revenge when I turned like 19 and started a band and got to do stuff. Like I remember once we were playing at Fashion Week and then my like high school bullies tried to come and get in. And I was like,
no,
don't let those people in. And they were like, Emily, we went to school together. And I was like, yeah, you made my life hell. And then so I guess I was like riding high on that for a while. But, with any kind of trauma, if you don't actually address it, it's going to come out. And I guess for me, I do find it therapeutic to write about stuff that's happened. Yeah,
totally. And I think it's like probably, you know, themes that connect with lots of people. Your music has always got this kind of like, I guess, realness to it, for want of a much better word than that, in that, you know, you can hear the situation, you can remember times in your life where you've also felt those things, and like you've got mates or you yourself have gone through these kind of situations. There's something that I think really connects with people about that. She Agreed is your, I guess, like your new single, although the whole record is out today.
Yeah, it was a weird one because of the American timing. So they were like, we want to do the video like a couple of days before the release, but then because we're a day ahead,
comes out. But it's a really good kind of visual kickstart to the record as well, because you have got this awesome video. Can you tell us a little bit about it? I know you were working with some cool LA musicians. Who directed this video?
It was actually a girl called Emily from the band. This is one of those situations where you only ever read a word.
I think it's Dead.
Is
D-E-H-D.
It Dead? Yeah, D-E-H-D.
Yeah.
They're a cool band. They're actually from Chicago.
Cool.
I don't know. Like, the label was like, my American label was like, we need to make a music video. Because I'd kind of been managing doing the other ones on my own, which was in isolation. And I just was like, well, I actually just think I'm going to go back to New Zealand in 2 weeks, because that's how much notice I sort of gave myself.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay, well, we can try to do one before then. And then I was like, to be honest, I'm actually kind of over being in music videos.
Make someone else do it.
Yeah, I was like, I just don't want to be involved. But no, I mean, I was involved. She called me and told me the idea and stuff. But it actually is really nice to not be... I mean, because like the first drinking during the day, I was like in. I like literally pressed record, edited it, like did everything.
And that was in lockdown as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because I couldn't find anybody who would work with me. It was a real big relief to not have to try and also be in a music video.
Yeah.
While trying to move back and like you know. I don't know, being in music videos is cool, and I always like it when artists are in their own music videos.
Yeah, totally.
Because it becomes like a lot more personal. But just speaking like as an artist, it can be quite draining.
Yeah.
To have to stunt, you know?
Yeah, stunt is the word. But it is really nice, I think, you've got these ones that you've made yourself or you've worked with, like, your friends in New Zealand, and then to have somebody else come in and realise one of your tracks in a visual way must be pretty cool, to be like, oh, how's this resonating with, like, another creative person? Did you kind of, like, were you surprised by any of the, like, visual elements, or did it sort of feel right to you? How did you feel about the video for this track?
To be honest, I haven't watched it.
That's going to be a nice surprise for you later on then.
I'm just never going to watch it.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to be like,
because
that exists.
That's the problem, is I'm just so much of a control freak with everything I do, which is why it takes so long. And, you know, like, I really just can't let go. And then so, yeah, for the other ones, I was working with friends and I knew their vision. But, I mean, I really hope no one from America is listening to this right now. But I just...
They'll be asleep, that's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, I just couldn't deal with watching it and it being, like, out of my control, if that makes sense.
No, that totally makes sense.
It also didn't seem like it was one of those situations where they were, like, what do you think of this cut, or like, I don't know. I sort of wish I'd been more involved, because I saw something that I didn't like about it, like in a photo, and then I was just like, I'm never gonna watch that.
I just can't watch that now. Oh, I guess it's somebody
psycho stuff.
Somebody else's baby then. But
yeah. But I mean, I think I feel like the song itself is strong enough.
Yeah.
Like that. I just don't even, you know, like, I feel like it doesn't even need a video, but what, you know.
It's a pretty punchy track, She Agreed. It's got some big feelings as well. Kind of tapping back into that, I guess, like, high school time for you maybe too?
Yeah, it's definitely about high school. Actually, I remembered it's got an NCEA reference. It's like, says I got not achieved.
Ah, that's one that the American audience will just sort of not entirely know.
No, they
the
don't
context.
Get it. Like, because I also say tuck shop, and they're like,
what's that?
And they don't know what wagging is either.
What?
Yeah, they've got a whole... seriously, that's the best thing about being back, is I don't have to constantly be adjusting my vocabulary.
Yeah, that is a nice thing about being home, is people know the context. That's all good.
Like jumper? I'd always be like, oh, can you grab my jumper? People are like, what's that?
Your cables for your car? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Just so much rubbish. They don't even know anything there. Biscuit? I could go on.
Biscuit.
I think a biscuit's like a waffle or something over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Completely different.
Like, you have it with gravy.
So weird.
What?
Yeah. That is not correct. A biscuit is not a waffle with gravy. Sorry to any Americans listening. We are going to play She Agreed now. This is from Another Wave Is Coming, which is your debut solo release. Very
it's
cool.
True, yes.
It's out now. It's on vinyl.
It's on vinyl. Apparently, I just got a call from FedEx. Apparently, the vinyl will be at my mum's house by 6 p.m.
Shout out.
So I'm going to force her to drive it into the wine cellar, which is where I'm playing tonight.
So good.
With Disciple Party, Chewy Gum, me, you, hopefully. It's going to rock. Please come celebrate with me. Like, seriously, this album took me so long, and I simply cannot believe that I'm back in New Zealand and get to play it for live. You know?
Well, it's great to have you back, Emily, and it's awesome to have this album out in the world. We will see you at the Wine Cellar tonight.
Good.
And let's play the track. This is She Agreed. You're on BFM.
Split us up.
Mum came up, I took her notes and boiled them up and flushed them down the loo. I tried to flush her too, but I couldn't flush what lived inside of me. So I decided I'd just let it be. And she agreed.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.